The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1 and verse 1. The Bible does not begin with an argument. It begins with a declaration. Before there was time, before there was light, before there was man, there was God. This opening truth is not simply a starting point, it is the foundation of all truth. Every question about life, our origin, our purpose, morality, and destiny rest upon this reality. God is the creator. If God created all things, then He has authority over all things. If He has authority, then we are all accountable to Him. In this lesson, God willing, we will examine who God is, what creation reveals, why man exists, and what response God requires. Let's begin where Scripture begins, with God Himself. God is the eternal Creator. Before we understand creation, we must understand the nature of the Creator. God exists before all things. Wisdom teaches that God existed before anything in this physical world. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Psalms 90 and verse 2. Everlasting means without beginning or end. God is not created, He is eternal. The New Testament confirms that God existed in the beginning. John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." John 1, the first three verses. God did not come into existence. He already existed. Everything else came into existence through Him. God alone is eternal and without equal. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Isaiah 44 and verse 6. There is no other creator. There is no equal. God alone is eternal. Everything we see had a beginning, but God did not. That means He is not subject to time, change, or limitation. However, we are entirely dependent upon Him. Not only does God exist eternally, He acts with power and authority. God created by His Word. Creation came into existence by the command of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1, the first five verses. Created means brought into existence from nothing. God said means divine authority and command. God's Word is powerful and effective. By the Word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalms 33 and verse 6 and verse 9. God did not struggle or labor. He spoke, and creation obeyed instantly. Faith accepts God's testimony of creation. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, Hebrews 11 and verse 3. So creation is not random, it is the result of God's will and God's power. God is eternal, self-existent, and all-powerful. He created all things by His Word, and therefore He has rightful authority over everything He has made. Now that we understand who God is, we must consider what creation reveals about Him. Creation reveals God's power and authority. Creation does not remain silent. Creation declares the existence of God. Creation reveals what cannot be seen, God's power and nature. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1 and verse 20. Clearly seen means evident, observable. Without excuse means no one can honestly deny God. Scripture confirms the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor knowledge where their voice is not heard. Psalms 19, 1 through 3. Creation speaks universally. Every person in every place sees evidence of God. The world is not silent. It is a constant testimony of God's existence and God's power. No one can stand before God and claim ignorance. Not only does creation reveal God, it establishes His authority. God has authority over creation. All things exist because of God and for God. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things. And by Him all things consist. Colossians 1, 16 and 17. For Him means everything exists for God's purpose. Consist means held together, sustained. God is worthy of worship because He is Creator. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 4:11. God's authority demands our worship, honor, and submission. If God created all things, and everything belongs to Him, including us. Therefore, we are not free to live however we choose. We are accountable to God. Having seen who God is and what creation reveals, we now turn to the place of man within that creation. Man is created with purpose, made in His image. The Bible shows that man is not an accident of nature, but a deliberate creation made in God's image. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Image means likeness in nature, especially moral and spiritual capacity. Dominion means responsibility and stewardship over creation. Man is not divine, but he is uniquely created to reflect God's character in ways no other creature can. Scripture shows the dignity and value God has placed upon man. The psalmist asked, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him?" For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, that thou hast put all things under his feet. Psalms 8, verses 4 through 6. Man has value not because of what he has done, but because of what God has made him to be. Man's value comes from God. When we forget this, we either elevate man beyond his place or degrade him beneath his purpose. The truth is found in God's design. Not only is man created with dignity, but he is also created with responsibility. Man is accountable to God. The Bible teaches the central duty of mankind before God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. Fear God means reverence, awe, submission. Judgment points to accountability before God. Every individual will answer personally to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14 and verse 12. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Hebrews 9, 27. No one escapes accountability. Every thought, action, and decision will be brought before God. Life is not meaningless. Every choice matters, because every soul will stand before God. This truth should shape how we live every day. Since man is accountable to God, man must respond to the Creator. Knowing God exists is not enough. Man must seek and obey God. God created man with the intention that he would seek him. As God hath made one blood, all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Acts 17, 26 and 27. Seek means actively pursue. Feel means to reach after, search for, or seek carefully. Find means come to God through truth. Salvation is given to those who obey God. Scripture reveals of Christ, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9. So be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1, 22. Obedience is not optional. It is required for salvation. It is not enough to believe God exists. True faith leads to obedience. If we are to obey God, then we must follow His revealed plan. Man must submit to God's plan of salvation. Jesus teaches that not all who profess unto Him will be accepted. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in the end of that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then the scripture says of Jesus, will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Doeth the will means active obedience. Iniquity means lawlessness, acting without authority. God has revealed how man is to respond to the gospel. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of," that is, by the authority of, "Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, which is forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Mark 16:16. The gospel requires a response, belief, repentance, and baptism for the remission of sins. God has not left man to guess what to do. He has clearly revealed His will. The question is not what do I prefer, but what has God commanded? Man must seek God, obey His will, and submit to His plan through His truth. Anything less is insufficient. We now bring these truths together in a closing summary. We return to the beginning. God is eternal. He created all things. Creation reveals His power and authority. Man is created in His image and is therefore accountable to Him. Therefore, man must respond in obedience. Lessons learned: God is the foundation of all truth. Creation proves His authority. Man has purpose and accountability. Obedience is required for salvation. It is the Lord who invites, but we do wait to assist. Won't you come without delay while together we stand and sing?
All three of 867, all three. Almost persuaded now to believe. Almost persuaded Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, "Go, Spirit, go thy way." Some more convenient day on the
sad.